This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Salvation is Relational. It is not a ticket to a place. Salvation has never been about a ticket out of hell or a ticket into heaven. Salvation has always been relational. It is all about being reconciled to God for fellowship. Therefore, it must require free will or choice to be a relationship. And relationship implies trust and intimacy. We were created from the beginning with the ability to fellowship with God freely in the Garden of Eden. We had the choice to freely love God or to freely reject Him, because love is not only relational, but also free. And from the beginning of time, salvation has always been about a relationship between humanity and their Creator. Take the covenant of marriage, for instance. It requires both parties to participate fully in the relationship on agreed terms of commitment for it to work. It is a binding agreement or covenant till death. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul explains this covenant of marriage is in truth a picture of Christ being the groom and his church being the bride. So if we were to view the Great Commission as inviting individuals into a covenant relationship with Jesus instead of inviting them to, quote, ask Jesus into their heart, unquote, or instead of inviting them to walk down front to say a certain prayer to be forgiven of their sins and enter heaven, would they view salvation differently? Maybe it would help weed out those who were just looking for a way to have their conscience cleared and their guilt removed. Maybe it would not be so attractive to those who just want a ticket out of hell. God always sees the heart, and salvation is all about the heart. As the seed, the gospel, which is planted in good soil, the heart, produces fruit, in the same way the dead tree produces nothing. One example of this kind of heart pleasing to the Lord is below. Quote, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or in the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Unquote. 1 Samuel 16:7. And David was known as a, quote, man after God's own heart, unquote. For God says, quote, I have found in David the son of Jesse a man after my heart, who will do all my will, unquote. Acts 13:22. Notice for a moment that the heart which is pleasing to the Lord seeks to obey all his will. I see two things in the word of God which cannot walk together. These two things are pride and faith. For the heart that is humble will walk by faith, but the heart that is proud will walk by sight. For the one who walks by sight does not trust the God which is seen and known only by faith. And pride was the devil's sin in the Garden of Eden. And the root of all rebellion against God is always pride. Pride seeks its own way and its own glory. Pride will not submit to God. Faith, on the other hand, walks as Enoch did, and Noah, and Moses, and David, and the prophets, and Jesus, and as all who seek to please the Lord. Notice this verse below and study it for a moment, for it is a foundation block of many of Paul's letters regarding our salvation by faith alone. Quote, behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Unquote. Habakkuk 2:4. Did you pay close attention? First, it notes that the one who is puffed up with pride, and this individual cannot at the same time have faith, because faith and righteousness are connected. They simply belong together. I especially desire for us to focus on this one statement, quote, shall live by his faith, unquote. For without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6. And the one who lives by his faith pleases God, and God rewards him, Hebrews 11:6. So, salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ, being God's gift of grace, and which is received by our faith, which we live by, is completely relational. To live by something implies a continuation. In other words, the one who lives by faith endures to the end. But what if we stop walking by faith and begin to walk by sight out of fear, or from listening to man's wisdom instead of the Holy Spirit, or by yoking ourselves to the world, making ever-increasing compromises, or from continuous unrepentant sin, or from hardness of heart and things like these which deaden our conscience to the Holy Spirit? Would that be considered spiritual adultery? Since one cannot love God and love the world, nor can one walk by faith and by sight at the same time. And one cannot be married to Jesus Christ and be married to Satan, the world, or sin at the same time, because that is spiritual adultery. The Christian, or mini-Christ, or follower of Christ, is born of another world. Just as Christ was born of God, so are we. The Christian is a child of God before any other identity marker. The child of God loves God by nature. The Christian is compelled by the Holy Spirit in them to love God. We may struggle and stumble, but deep down we desire nothing more than to walk with our Lord and Father. So, going back to the point of the post, or the podcast, how does an individual know they are saved? They live according to their identity, meaning, because they are born of God, having received the Spirit from heaven by grace, through the choice to believe, faith, since salvation is based on a relationship of love, covenant, and commitment for eternity, and having died with Christ and raised to new life, being a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, they cannot help but love God. I did not say they do not ever sin or fall on their face or struggle, but they are advancing and increasing in holiness and godliness because that is what the Holy Spirit naturally does in a believer through the process called sanctification. So this is how someone knows they are saved. And due to the present hour where, quote, the love of many Christians according to the context of Scripture are growing cold, and where some Christians are walking away from their faith, and where sin and lawlessness is abounding, and as the Apostle Paul put it, perilous times are here now, being the last of the last days. Therefore, the only safe, secure place to be is in walking daily with God, living by your faith, according to your salvation, which is the basis of your identity.